Shout she, mediator brings down the bar of my mother and essence. The Derech is again at this time of the year. He speaks about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and the sense he made tshuva, and it's a zman that's ma'ayra person to do tshuva. And he explains how it's ma'ayra us to do tshuva. This is something we need to focus on and think about, and it's going to help us to use this tkufa of Rosh Hashanah, sense he made tshuva, and Yom Kippur kiroi. A little bit more explaining this, we can make it so much more real. Azog the Rabbeinu Yaina, Aderech HaChamishi, it's in Shar Sheni, Ois Yodal. It's good to read it before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to get a little bit of a feel of the days. What are these Yom Tovim called? These Yom Tovim are called Yomim Noirayim. Noira Miloshim Moira Miloshim Pachad. These are days that you come in with a fear, with a pachad. As he's trying to set the feeling that you should feel it. Now, a person should feel it means I should be ice mensch, I should be depressed. No, a little bit more serious. That's basically what it is. To come in with a little bit seriousness to the day. Not to be so lightheaded when you come in. Come in with what's called a kovid rosh, a seriousness to you. Zok the Rabbeinu Yoyim. Hayari is Devar Hashem. Liboy Yochel Bekirboy Bidaitoy. Ki Kol Maisav Besefer Nechtovin. Ubeisa Hi Elekim. Yovi Bemishpot is Kol Maisav Kol Nelam Utaiva Ro. Yodam Lidim Be Rosh Hashanah. Venichtam Be Yom Kippurim. Ubeisa Sheyede Odom Ki Yavi Es Dino Lefnei Melech Basav Adom. Halo Yechot Charod Doilo. It's Koshkin when you come in with me, Hashem. If a person would really think, Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows everything we think, everything we do, everything we want. And Hashem's looking at us on Rosh Hashanah and deciding based on that what our future is going to be. That itself is a very ma'ayr digarekish. It's ma'ayr feeling inside of you. Hashem's really checking you. You know, in life, we can get away with a lot of things. We can cover up for a lot of things. We can justify a lot of things. But that's only to people. To Hashem knows the truth about us. Hashem knows how many hours we really learn, how much we're really interested in Torah and Avodas Hashem. Hashem knows the truth. You can't fool Hashem. You can fool your parents. You can fool your Rebbeim, Rosh Yeshivas. Hashem, you can't fool. Hashem knows. Hashem knows what we think about. Hashem knows what we saw, what we mahar balayla. Hashem knows everything. As that itself is a very powerful feeling. You're coming in, there's a seriousness. Hashem knows everything. Now, so I should be depressed. Why don't I get depressed? Hashem knows the truth. And Hashem gave us something which is a Gevaldika Eitzes, two big Eitzes. Number one, Tshuva. You could erase it. Hashem gives you the Echatimsa to erase it. Hashem gives you a chance to do Tshuva, and you don't have to do total Tshuva, but like Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says, you're a Kabbal, a Mahalach, that you're being a Baal Aliyah, you're working on things, you can't not be Mavatal Taira, but you're a Kabbal to be, improve in your Asmada B'Taira, improve in your Shmiras HaLashon, you're a Kabbal in Yonin. And that helps, yeah. I once had a story with a younger man that his wife had a job and she was at the 9th month of pregnancy, and she left her job because she was close to giving birth. And she was, whatever, she was delayed, and she was overdue, and they needed somebody at work. So she said, she asked her husband, could you go into work and take care of it for me? Fine. So the husband went in, he did it on the computer, and a day later they called back and they said that there's something that wasn't good. The wife must come in emergency to see the computer and do something on the computer. As the husband came running to me, Mamish Bapah, He said, my marriage is ruined, my life is ruined. I said, what happened? He said, when I went into my wife's computer, she has open internet, and I looked at things that if she sees, she's gonna be horrified. So I asked the guy, honestly, why didn't you erase it? You know you're supposed to erase it. He says, very simple, I didn't think she was coming in. No one's using the computer, had no reason to erase it. And now an emergency happened, they're calling her in, and she's gonna see what I went, and she's gonna divorce me. He's mamish oimid with tears. This is mamish the end of my marriage, the end of my life. Oh, it was ois mensch. Oh, I don't blame him. Yeah. And he said, oh, what could you do to help me? I said, I don't know what you could do, but all we know is when a person does tshuva, Hashem helps him. Let's do tshuva. He said, you won't do it again. As I never saw such a tshuva in my life. Wow. Mamish bebchias. Charata gemura. Mamish charata with Rabbeinu Yoina Arasayf. Ah. Mamish. Oh. And he was mispalled that Hashem should help him. Oh. The next day I see him, he's with a huge smile. I said, what happened? He said, a short time afterwards, my wife went into labor. She didn't go into the computer room. Well, it's a gewaldige story of tshuva. Tshuva erases the chet. Rizeu, he moved on in life. Nifladik. With tshuva, you could erase the screen. You could make it kaloi haya. You could erase the past. You could make it kaloi haya. You could be a beautiful, special person with no splotches, nothing on you. You could get rid of so much. That's number one. When we come into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's a gewaltige opportunity to get rid of things we've done in the past, to improve and to grow. V'ayid, the second nekuda is bakashas rachamim, to ask for rachamim. That's what slichas is. What are we doing? People think we're doing tshuva during slichas. We're not doing tshuva. Yud gimel midas harachamim. We're pashit begging for rachmanis. There's one somebody who was in a din. A court case. Oh, and the guy, he was a hamish yid, a frum yid, and he got involved in a company. He didn't know what he got involved. It was connected with the mafia, but afterwards he continued with them, and they caught him in the government. He had a court case, and he was very shaken up. He's sitting there, and he brought his chaverim and his friends to stand with him, and everyone's saying he's a wonderful person, he's mamish apal stuka, a nice guy and a great guy. Alamaisa, the judge, goes through and the lawyer brings in the whole case, and the judge says 9 years in jail. All of a sudden, his family's bepachat pchadim. You know what it is to bring up, to live with 9 years with your father in jail, with your husband in jail. Oh. As they turn to him and they say, you want to plead your case? Because all of a sudden this guy is bebechias. He mamish can't talk. Can't get the words out of his mouth. Mamish crying, choked up with tears. Everyone in the crowd is tearing and bawling. Finally he gets out, you know. Oh yeah, it's terrible what I did, but look, I have a wife, I have a children, have rachmanis. The judge goes back and forth. He comes out and he says, we can't let you scotch free. You did something illegal, 2 years in jail. Which is also ayin v'nayra. That's when you ask a court, a guy in the court is a guy. Over here we're begging from Hashem, have rachmanis, give me another chance. That's what yud gimel midas harachmanis. People are, why do I have to beg so much? You know why you have to beg so much. You got a lot to ask for. We're not so perfect. We need to ask. We have to show Hashem we're serious. We need to ask. Hashem is malei rachamim, but it's not like people think. Okay, I press the yud gimel midas harachamim button, and boom, get a great day. It doesn't work that way. Hashem has to see we're serious. We're asking for Rahmanis. We want to change. We want to grow. And then it works. But people say, what do you mean? But I got away with it for so many years. I'm going to get away with it next year too. That's what everyone thinks until they get caught by the government. Until they get sick, until they get in a car accident, until they get bechuli, until this doesn't go well and they lose all their money, until they get embarrassed and shidduchim doesn't work. That's what everyone thinks. I got away with it until now. But you don't know when the time is going to be up. One more time, not to be in a panic. Baruch Hashem, it's Hashem. Hashem is the diet. But don't also be a fool and think that, okay, it's Hashem's Mali Rachamim, Mali Ava, Gvaldik! Let's sing and dance Rosh Hashanah, Vakol Toi. No, you gotta work on Rosh Hashanah. You gotta make a Kabbalah, come in with a seriousness. The more Hashem sees how serious and how you really mean it, the more chances your tefillahs are gonna be miskabel. That's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah, to come in with a seriousness. We could make a change. We could grow in this tefillah. As let's think together what we want to grow in, how we could be Bali Aliyah, what we want to be Makabal. And even after the Kabbalah, we need a lot of Rachamim. Let's ask Hashem to have Rachmanis on us, on our family, people we know, the Kol Klal Yisrael. Parshat Aleph Beis Avoda, just to remind ourselves of the theme of the Yom. It seems like it's so basic, but we live in a world that's so distracting. If we're not going to connect to the basics, we can go through Rosh Hashanah and not feel it. That's the idea. The more you feel when you get up and you say, Zochreinu L'chaim, Melech Chofetz B'chaim, you feel you need Hashem, L'chaim Toivim. You need Hashem. So many people, their life was great in Gishmak, and things changed. They were on top, they were healthy, and something happened. You know, someone, we just heard a story of someone who was Asher Muflik B'Yaisa, unbelievably rich. And we just heard the end of the story. They did whatever, there was a business deal, he had the Bechule, now Ani Marer. He is the stucker case of his family. No one would ever believe it in 100 years. This guy is stucker. This guy was the one on the dais and the dinner, and everyone was being mechaveder, and now he's a stucker case for the family. Yes. Hatzlacha comes and goes. Health comes and goes. Let's daven together. Hashem wants to help us, but he needs us to do what we could do to make as that's the Rabbeinu Yoina in Derech Hamishi, Dvarim HaMa'ayrim is a tshuva. Certain things that a Ma'ayr, the tshuva, is the Zman. We live in a world which is Ma'ayr us to do tshuva. We see so much anti-Semitism, so much terrible things going on, so much Yidden being killed over the past year. We've seen so much Chasdei Hashem. We've seen sad things go on. As Hashem's talking to us very strongly, very powerfully, as the Zman is Ma'ir us, this is a good time for us to really sit down and think. And the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Yoina, a beautiful example. When a person has a court case, what does he do? Of course, gets the best lawyer. They sit down and they plan the best strategy to win the court case. What do? You take a top lawyer and you plan it out. What do you say? What don't you say? Because if you say the wrong thing, the judge is going to get upset. He's going to catch you as you plan it out before. You don't just walk into court and say, Shalom Aleichem, I'm here, I'm charismatic. No, you prepare before. It's serious. It's a court case. You got to come in. Also, you have to know the facts. You have to know the details. You don't come in like a dummy that they're going to ask you questions and you're going to be like, you got to go through the case. You got to see what you have to do to win. Let's all think together how we could be zeicha b'din v'siyah, be zeicha for ourselves to a beautiful shalom. Think what you could improve in, what you could grow in, how you could make Hashem happy. And Be'ez Hashem, everyone, should be Zaycha to Shana Teifah to live in Rechles. It says, the more we feel, Mr. Rav said, the Mishnah Brura said, the more we feel the pachet from the din, the more we Zaycha to Rechmanis, and Hashem gives us a Shana Teifah. We try to help it, that we should be able to feel, have the feelings to be Zaycha from the din. Okay. That's Achamishi. We'll just start at Derech Hashishi for Tshuva, and we'll connect it to Derech Hamishi. The Chinuch says something so interesting about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Why does Hashem don us every year? Hashem could don us once every 50 years. Hashem could don us when we're nifter. As Hashem Mashiach should come, we should have to be. Why does Hashem ki'ilu? Why does Hashem do it every year? Zot the Chinuch, Hashem is coming to remind us that we have a Yom Din HaGadol ahead of us. If a person would live life that he never had a din on him, it would be very hard for him to relate that there's a din la'asad lavoy, and Hashem's going to look at all his ma'asim. As therefore, once a year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a reminder that you have a din ha'asid on your entire future. Rosh Hashanah's for a year the din. But there's a din ha'asid which is on your entire future, l'netzach netzachim. And you want to be zeicha in that din. Because that din is really kaveya. There's two kinds of din. You know, you get, you speeding. Question of a ticket, are you going to get an X on your insurance, is it going to go up, maybe you're going to have a threat for your license, that's one kind of a din. And then there's another kind of a din, the IRS is checking your money, your whole future in business is on the line. What do these guys do? They all call their good Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. Here's my name, pray for me. IRS is checking me. One time, I hear someone, I don't get it, you're an honest guy. What are you so worried about? He says, you don't understand. When they check, they find things. So even if you're an honest guy, they're anti-Semitic people. It's nish, poshit. It's pachad pradim. Your business is in danger. They're really... As Rosh Hashanah, it's not just, okay, so for Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, I'm going to be serious. I'm really going to think how I could be a better boy. Aber, as soon as Yom Kippur is over, Matzah Yom Kippur. Oh, I love that dance. We all dance together. Lashana Abba, Yushalayim Abnuya. Ah, all the tension's over. All the seriousness is over. It's Bein Hazmanim Sukkos time. You're ready for Simchas Beis Hashoeva, we're ready to party. That's the Maisa, Pachas HaYaisa, what happens to everyone. Zot Chinuch, very powerful. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a preview. It's showing you what is in store for you in life. There's going to be a Yom HaDin on everything. It's really not, okay, I pass Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, phew, if I cared, it's coming to help you to prepare for your future, to know you must live life in a way that you're putting away for your future. Mamish, look at the Mesiris Nefesh Bachram are doing to go to Uman this year, Rosh Hashanah. Pasha, they're going into war effort, into war area. They're traveling hours and hours and hours. Unbelievable. Amount of money that it costs for a ticket, it went up to 1,800. Wow! What are they investing in? Rosh Hashanah and Uman! What we don't do for Rosh Hashanah and Uman? Be there, yeah, for sure. And all the things that go into it, where he's gonna eat, where he's gonna daven, v'chule. And for our netzach nitzachim, are we not preparing? Are we not thinking? Are we not investing? Are we not making plans? These guys are willing to travel hours and hours and hours just for Rosh Hashanah Ba'uman. But what Rosh Hashanah really means, which is to be oyver Hashem be'emes le netzach nitzachim to be zaycha, Are we willing to prepare and invest as much? That's what Rosh Hashanah is. It's to remind us, to wake us up. Wake up in life. Don't forget, there's a bright future ahead of you. Rosh Hashanah is a springboard, a tremendous opportunity to lift yourself up, not only to be zeicha for a shana toiva muvureches, but a life that's toiva muvureches lenetzach nitzachim. And that's the derech hashishi v'rabbi Yehuda. Ezes Hashem, we'll see on Wednesday. The last nakuda that's ma'ayir asla tshuva is to always remember yoyim hamaves, which sounds depressing, but the Rabbeinu Yoina actually makes it meaningful. To remember there's a Yoim HaDin La'achar HaYoim HaMavis. Some people, when they remember the Yoim HaMavis, they say, okay, now it's time to party. I only have a limited amount of time here. Ooh, I gotta party. There's a surgeon, a heart surgeon in America, that told me a story. He was operating on someone, and he had opened the guy up, and he saw that it was very serious. His heart was in a terrible matzav, because he had to do another operation. It was serious, and the guy said to him, I want to give you an etzah for life. This guy was a guy at the age of 60. He said, I was always putting away all my money. I'm going to retire. I'm going to enjoy it. I work so hard, hours and hours. He said, he can't believe he's going. He can't believe he's leaving the world. His whole life he's been working for that nice house, that nice car, that nice vacation. He's going to take a cruise for half a year. He's putting away his mortgage. He says, let me give you an advice, doc. The doctor. Yeah. Let me give you a piece of advice. Enjoy your life now. Don't save. That's a goyish way of looking when he's told that you may not make it through the operation. And the doctor said, when he said over the shoulder, Ashreinu matoy chalkeinu manoyim goyrolei. We're yidden. We know much, much better. We know, yes, we put away. Where do we put away? For Olam Haba. No one could ever take it away. It's not if you eat too much meat, that's it. You're not getting your Olam Haba. If your cholesterol is too high, that's it. You put away for years, you ate too much meat, you ate out too much, forget it. No. It's put away, and it's l'netzach l'tzachem. No one could ever take it away from you. The words of the doctor, but very powerful. I learn also from everyone. That's what Rosh Hashanah is coming to remind us. Let's have a better, try to work together to have a more meaningful Rosh Hashanah. That's a more meaningful life that we should put away. The netzach nitzachim, mashu be'emes, toiv lam.